It's Helping Hand, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks in need. This week, we've got a return visit from Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. Nonprofit, they welcome all people to build simple, decent, affordable houses for those who lack adequate shelter. They also have programs to help fix existing structures, work in neighborhoods and communities, assist the disabled in accomplishing ADA modifications. They have a special way of supporting their mission and community, too. It's called the Restore. The Restore is a pretty cool thing happening Saturday, and we're going to learn more about the Habitat program and their Restore with April Bullis. She's manager of Honolulu Habitat Restore. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Explain how Habitat's concept functions in perhaps your best known role, which is the facilitator for the home builds.
Habitat for Humanity's mission is to bring people together to build homes, community, and hope. We do new home builds, we do home preservation programs, as well as neighborhood revitalization, supported by individual donations, corporate sponsored build days at our construction sites, and the Honolulu Restore has served raising funds and awareness of our work. It's a nonprofit home improvement store and donation center. We sell new and gently used furniture, building materials, appliances, and accessories to the public at a fraction of the price, and all the proceeds go right back into those programs. We do have a pretty exciting upcoming event.
And that is tomorrow.
A Sustainable Saturday event. We want to rework the way people think about the holidays and eliminate some of that waste. So we will be hosting our second annual Sustainable Saturday event at 922 Austin Lane. It's to raise awareness, raise funds, and to engage and educate. We hope to raise awareness of the value that Restore really adds to the community, of the items that we accept and that we're diverting from the landfills, of the unique, affordable, environmentally friendly shopping experience we provide, and an opportunity to be a part of a great cause. We're going to have a four-hour store-wide sale. We'll be collecting high-five bottles and cans as donations, as well as a silent auction. We hope to provide information and useful recycling tips and sustainable practices that can be incorporated into your everyday life. There is an organization on island that will pay you to recycle your cardboard.
Mm.
So some interesting things that people maybe not be aware of. And this is kind of like an open house for our Restore. All are welcomed. Contact me directly at 808-380-8616 or email restore@honoluluhabitat.org.
The hours of the event.
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Honolulu Habitat Restore location.
922 Austin Lane, Building C1.
If somebody is interested in the home build concept or even getting an existing structure fixed up, what are the requirements?
You have to first have a housing need. Second, you have to have financial stability. And third, a willingness to partner. Each partner family does a certain amount of sweat equity prior to their home build, during the building of their home, and after the home build.
What kind of commitment does a volunteer make?
There's no skill necessary. Just a willingness to learn. Anybody can volunteer, and volunteering at the Restore is also a great way to support Habitat's mission without raising a hammer.
One of the critical things that I appreciate about Habitat is there are times that if somebody who is disabled is facing either an increase in their disability or an awareness that some sort of modification around their home would make their home ADA compliant or enable them to stay in their home, which sometimes these modifications may seem like really minor things to somebody who's a handyman or not disabled, but when you have mobility challenges like that, just something really small like widening a door or putting ramps or grab bars in can make a huge difference in someone's life. So explain how you guys end up doing something like that and how someone who may have those needs would reach out to you.
Absolutely. That is an area that we are pursuing more and more is home preservation programs, especially the ADA compliance. You know, if Auntie's in a wheelchair now and needs a new ramp, we might be able to help with that. The best way is to go to our website, and there's plenty of information. We have a application process on there, what it takes to qualify to be a partner family.
HonoluluHabitat.org, 538-7070. info@honoluluhabitat.org. The full interview, the radio feature, all the contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's April Bullis, manager of the Honolulu Habitat Restore. Honolulu Habitat for Humanity is the organization and part of Habitat for Humanity International. On behalf of all the folks that you help out, especially anybody who's in a wheelchair or disabled in some way, that you're able to make some modifications around their house, I really appreciate you guys doing that.
Thank you so much.